The country's Screen Production and Development Association, SPADA, wants the government to impose a levy on international streaming services, with that money being passed on to our screen sector in a move, it says, would be a game changer. Some other countries are looking at bringing in regulation, be they levies or local quotas, so Aotearoa wouldn't be alone in asking streaming platforms to give a little. SPADA says the international streaming platforms are welcome here, especially when they film in New Zealand, including Netflix's very popular Sweet Tooth, Cowboy Bebop, The Power of the Dog, and The Royal Treatment that wrapped up filming in Dunedin earlier in the year. There's also, of course, Amazon's The Lord of the Rings prequel and Apple TV Plus's recently screened Mr. Corman. But SPADA argues there's still a place for a small levy to help an industry that's tight on cash to then produce quality homegrown screen productions. SPADA executive member Irene Gardner explains there are several options it's suggesting the government could look at.
Whether you would do a direct levy of money that is on a percentage of the revenue they make in New Zealand, and then that goes back into our funders, NZFC, NZOA, TMP, and back out into the industry that way. That's one way of looking at it. But it's also possible you could do a content quota, a New Zealand content quota. It's also possible you could levy for training money for the industry, facilities for the industry. So there's actually lots of different ways of looking at what you might do. And we don't have a hard and fast. We're really just trying to start the discussion about the fact that, you know, the streamers are a part of our ecosystem now. And we're not anti them. We love their content. We love it that they sometimes make shows here. But, you know, they're not paying tax in New Zealand. And so it would be good to get them to contribute in some other way.
You certainly would want the levy or a levy to be put directly into the sector rather than into the consolidated fund.
Well, there is international moves to get the streamers to pay tax. And New Zealand is a part of that, I believe. But that is probably as much as 2 years away. But as you say, even if we get to that point, that's then just going to go into the general tax take. Whereas from a screen industry perspective, if we could do a percentage levy on a stream, an international streamer's local revenue that goes directly back into, you know, the Film Commission, NZ On Air, Te Mangai Pau, and back out into the industry, that would be an absolute game changer for the New Zealand screen industry. There are similar discussions happening in New Zealand among our media colleagues about getting Google and Facebook to contribute to local journalism. And YouTube actually falls in both camps because it affects journalism and the screen industry. And I do think we should work, even though it's a slightly different area, I think we should all work together in our lobbying to try and get these things to start happening.
What's happening overseas? Because they're having an impact internationally, of course.
Absolutely they are. I mean, you know, they have affected viewing numbers and therefore advertising revenue, which is what all of this conversation is about. And yes, you're absolutely right. It is already something that other territories are looking into. No one is really far enough along yet to know exactly how it will work and what works best. Most people seem to be going more the quota of local production way. Certainly that seems to be the way Europe is heading. Australia is kind of pushing in that direction. South Korea is doing quite an interesting thing, which is more to do with the actual internet service providers levying the streamers and diverting the money in around that way, which is a kind of a slightly different approach. And that is another approach that New Zealand could do, is if we can't get the streamers to contribute, we could put a small levy on each local subscriber. But, you know, our ideal would be to get the streamers to contribute.
Although chances are the streaming services might well pass on the levy to the audiences in terms of a higher monthly fee. And that's going to upset a few people because so many people subscribe now.
And that's the danger. And that's why we're sort of in that just that early stage of just discussing it, getting how people feel, getting people to feel normal about this conversation, because there is always the law of unintended consequences and you're never quite sure. We certainly do not want to annoy the streamers. I mean, we love them. We love their content here in New Zealand. You know, you certainly wouldn't want people like Netflix and Amazon just suddenly going, oh, well, goodbye, New Zealand, you're only a tiny territory, we don't care. And likewise, we, you know, their production arms sometimes make shows here. So it is not our intention to annoy them. We kind of just want to welcome them into our ecosystem, really, our screen ecosystem. I mean, it is in their interest for that to be healthy, especially as they start making shows here. I mean, it's really hard for New Zealand. It's hard for our government, because we are small, to take a really hard line approach. Australia went quite hard line. I'm kind of more of the mind that you go, your good corporate citizen approach. I mean, some people would say, oh, that's too soft, and I'm too optimistic about whether they would come to the party on that. But I think you have to start gently with something like this.
And the idea then is to stimulate the New Zealand screen sector and ultimately produce more local content for our audiences. That's the dream.
Yeah, that is the dream. And that is the problem. I mean, because, you know, you could just look at this completely, well, what's the problem? Just leave it unregulated. People will watch what they want to watch. If it isn't local content, why does that matter? We're getting all this great Netflix, Amazon, Disney, you know, whatever content. Why do we care? But I think ultimately, if you let it go completely unchecked forever and you get to the point where there's almost no actual New Zealand storytelling, I think people would care. And I think that does have a bearing on New Zealand in the sense of, you know, identity, democracy, all of those kinds of things. So I do think ultimately people would care if we didn't have any New Zealand storytelling. I think the thing that is hard for people to get their heads around is that, particularly in the area of drama and comedy, in the sense of drama style comedy, it's so expensive to make that in a country like New Zealand with our tiny population, even a hit show doesn't really make its money back, unless it happens to sell all around the world, like a show like Brokenwood Mysteries. So it's incredibly tough here in New Zealand for our drama and comedy producers. And funding is always short. And this could be a real game changer to that. And then that means we keep New Zealand stories out there, plus all the other good things for the economy and, you know, the screen industry's contribution to that.
I imagine, though, say Netflix would come back and say, well, look, rather than a levy, we're filming things like Sweet Tooth, which has been a huge hit for them, Cowboy Bebop, I think The Power of the Dog is going to come on Netflix a little bit later on. So they could argue, look, they are actually contributing significantly to our nation through filming here and through the training opportunities and the enhancement of skills that offers, and that should be enough in terms of contributing to our screen industry.
Well, yes and no, because they are contributing and we do value their work and the experience that it gives and the boost to the economy and the training and all of that. But in return for that, they're getting the Screen Production Incentive Grant. So, you know, they are getting something from New Zealand in return for what they are giving us. And really, you could just talk of this as a sort of an extension to that. I mean, there's sort of two different things. Is if a specific streamer company show is being made here, then that's a funding situation through the Screen Production Grant. That's a slightly different thing, but they could contribute a little more than they currently contribute via those individual productions. They can contribute, you know, specific things to do with training, quotas of types of people that they're hiring, New Zealand writers more, that kind of thing. But that's a slightly separate issue than as an entity putting shows on our screens in New Zealand, but not paying tax here, not being regulated here, contributing in a broader sense via a quota or a levy.
It might be all very well having more money to create more top quality New Zealand drama, but where is that likely to screen? I mean, there's been quite a hullabaloo, podcasts and editorials, all sorts of things about Head High not being renewed for a third season. I'm not sure what the ratings were, if they were compellingly high, but certainly a great deal of disappointment around Head High not being renewed. But where would New Zealand drama be seen, given that watching TV the old-fashioned way is terribly out of fashion?
And that feeds into what I was talking before about, you know, the expense of making drama in New Zealand and how hard it is to get an audience that ultimately makes that worthwhile in a monetary sense. And that is now even harder than it used to be because there's so many different viewing options for people. It was particularly hard for Head High because they were on Three, and at this stage, Three don't have a strong online presence. I think that is different now at TVNZ. I think dramas are going straight onto TVNZ. Local dramas are going straight onto TVNZ on demand, and that's opening out. So I think had Head High been on TVNZ, things may have played out differently, but this would still all feed into what I'm talking about and all would help this, because if you've got more funding, that can then make up for the fact that the networks don't have as much ad rev because of the pressure. And so that's making up for the money that we've lost because of the streamers coming in and doing what they do. But I just kind of want to stress again, I don't know that we want to talk about forcing the streamers, because I don't know that we have that power here in New Zealand.
And it's not very it's not very palatable from their point of view either, is it, to be made to?
I think it's better to just start a dialogue and go more on the corporate good citizen thing. You're a part of the screen ecosystem here. And New Zealand government hasn't done anything major on this yet. I know there's a little bit of quiet backroom work going on, but obviously they're a government with a great deal of priorities at the moment. So, you know, there's work there. I guess what SPARTA is trying to do, it, we just want to get people thinking about it, thinking about different ways it could work, making it seem kind of normal. We're not, you know, an active lobbying mode. We're not regulating. Well, we wouldn't have the power to regulate. We're not pushing for that. We're just trying to get people talking about this, getting the discussion going.
Are we doing enough, Irene, do you think, from SPARTA's point of view, to get our content onto the streamers? I mean, I know we've had David Farrier's had a couple of his documentaries, and Ursula Carlson's got one of her comedy shows. So there are a few things out there, but goodness me, I'm not seeing an awful lot.
We're sort of at a little bit of a threshold spot on that one. I think it will start to happen more. We definitely have shows selling around the world, not necessarily to the streamers, but to other broadcasters. I think it's only a matter of time till we crack something quite big on one of the big streamers. And again, if the money was coming back in, that lifts everything. That means we can make more drama. We can look at dramas that are universal. You know, they're a very New Zealand story, but they're also a very international story. And that kind of stuff, which is the cut-through stuff that these people are likely to pick up on. So, you know, it all kind of goes around in a circle, really. If there's more money coming in, there'll be more shows coming out. And obviously, if there were a quota, then that would change it in a different way.
Irene Gardner from SPARTA.